The it's old mill site.
Okay, mill so that's site. All stonework from the mill.
Just remnants. It's not even complete anymore. It's just kind of a partial wall of an old.
So I expect DHR is not going to want anybody to disturb that. But I was wondering, and you know, you may be able to help me this question. I was just brainstorming when I was looking at it and driving out by myself. Is there any way to actually create a slough that canoeists could use that would go on that side of the dam, since you're taking all the water on the other side of the river, and that would actually help, seems to me it would help keep the water flow from stagnating on River Left if you're taking water out there.
Yeah, and we're going to try to get it from stagnating, but because remember when I said earlier on, if we can open that little spot up, you'll get flow coming down on both sides of the river. Maybe not as much, but you don't need a whole lot.
But I'm saying if you do that, then that's different from actually having to have a portage.
Right.
And there
portage
are...
Portage is not ideal. Being able to float right through it would be more ideal.
Yeah.
Right.
And it may be less costly.
And also potentially provide fish pass if you're built.
Right.
Well, we haven't got to the fish passage this year, but we will.
We're on this, so just keep it to that then.
Okay.
Well, and so anyway, in terms of an issue, I would say that one of your issues is to consider breaching the dam to allow for not only fish, but boat travel past the dam, since all of your stuff's happening on the other side. And the other thing that would do is you'd be able to... you know, you'd have to worry with your buoys. Your safety signage would have to be done accurately to guide people to River Left and make sure that they were doing that. But it has been done in other places and successfully.
Can you give me an example of that? Because that's something that we can look at. But that's a good point.
The first one that comes to mind is the Russell Fork River in Dickinson County, where they had a dam and they blew out part of it, and that's where all the river
boats go. What's it on the Appomattox? The Battersea or something like that?
I don't know.
Harvell?
No,
above the one above Harvell. Harvell's gone?
Yeah, it's gone.
One near Farmville?
No. Between below Chestnut, but there's a dam. I think it's Battersea. I think it's the one where they basically...
You can float past.
Can float, yeah, there's...
Okay. And as one who likes the canoe himself... I'm just not familiar with that. I mean, I know that on fish passage you're trying to use natural mechanisms to get the fish to as opposed to fish ladders. Great, thank you. Those are the kinds of things.
The other thing that I wanted to say on this to look at if you actually do the portage, and you talked about maybe even having to do some kind of cantilevered system or whatever, is to look at. Fish nodes, so actually cutting out parking and access close to the river that's identifiable and not just,
a gravel spot.
It's somebody's desire, no desired lines, but actually formulated in a way that makes it safer and, you may even consider having one of them be ADA accessible.
Right.
So those would be other things in terms of recreation use on that side.
Mm-hmm.
The other thing that I don't know, this may be something more for the city or the community, is to look at that road as being part of a scenic byway system, which would be, if we're starting to look at other recreational attributes. And it's a little outside of this project, but for biking or that kind of thing, because that might be a nice stop on a bike route to look at the dam, especially if it's done and there's actually water access there that's safe and acceptable.
Well, safety is pivotal. All right, I'm with you 100% on that, and then we would certainly be looking at not just the informal parking, but have a mechanism where we can make it safe for people to get in and out. Because I'm sure that during the summer that road is probably pretty busy, and today it wasn't too busy, but I can envision some situations. So we need to make it do it in a manner that makes it very compatible with the road traffic and makes it safe for people to park at that facility. And we looked at, I was here with Mark last week, we looked at maybe moving the guardrails, and you know, there's some opportunities to do that, work with VDOT and that.
Yeah, and I would ask you river guys, if they create a portage that's separate and safe, is there going to be a real push for actual river access for canoeing and kayaking?
Absolutely. This
so would we have to do provide a boat launch?
Absolutely. Yeah. 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 That would, and I hope that's in there. I hope that's something you're going to present on.
So, boat launch, where?
Boat landings. Well, that's really up to the applicant, but I would say I believe within the project area, from what I can tell, that there's upstream of there. I don't think BGIF even has access.
The only access is Red Dots.
Right. And that's been here and there.
Okay.
Mostly there for years. So, I think the applicant has ownership of, or at least LU owns a fair amount of land up there.
Mm-hmm.
And so I think there's a significant opportunity.
And so what you're talking about now is on the north side then, right?
Where Harris Creek.
Either side.
Okay. They've got one mile up there.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, either side, but there's a need for access above the dam between Rouge and the
Okay.
And I don't know whether Treasure Island lies within the project area or not, but that's awful.
Okay.
It does not.
No. Really, that's a really good question, okay? And right now, we have two schools of thought here,
right.
Okay? One is to make the you know, project boundary as small as possible. FERC tends to like to have an applicant with control over all the lands within a project area. So there's complications with that. But since Liberty University does own that, they could have some arrangement to do something like a boat ramp. And they may be thinking to do something, you know, down the road. I don't know, Kim, if you can comment on any of the plans that Liberty is maybe contemplating. It's not within the purview of the licensing, but it's something that could be done. If we make the boundary a little smaller, then Liberty University has a little more flexibility to work with the community. Not that we can't work with FERC, but there's a lot of bureaucracy. Sorry, it's all on tape too, but I get it. But there's bureaucracy associated with that. So I think the thought might be to keep the project boundary as small as possible, but I think your concept of boat ramp, I'm hearing you, I've got this down. That
the pool is not considered part of the project boundary?
Well, it can be.
Okay.
And it usually is.
I'm going to suggest that it be considered part of the boundary of this license. That's going to be my recommendation.
Okay.
The other aspect is, keep in mind, is that if you do, improvements don't necessarily have to be within the project boundary.
Right, they don't, right, I understand, right.
You can go outside. If there's no suitable location within the project boundary, you can look outside the project boundary to do that.
Monacan Park is, as a result of Appalachian Power's, where you lease it to County of Amherst for like about a year or something. And I mean, that's a tremendous asset to the community.
Yeah.
So I think there's all kinds of
options. So, I mean, we'll work with you on this issue. There, like I said, there's two schools of thought, and I think we can accomplish the same goal.
Right.
We'll work with you on that. But that's good. So additional access in addition to portage, either natural or so that people don't have to either some kind of penetration so they can deal with that. And I'll get
well,
to the experts.
The only other point I was going to say is the next landing that I saw was down below whatever bridge that is, and there's a nice park.
Yeah, River's Edge.
So, am I correct? Is that the only next public landing?
Technically, there's one where we met this morning on the Lynchburg side, but they're virtually 100 yards apart.
Yeah, right.
Just one's on one side of the river, one's on the
other. Okay, so what I was going to say was it would be really good to look at something 3 to 4 miles upstream.
Absolutely.
You know, if you're trying to look at placement, that would be an ideal float trip.
Upstream or downstream?
Upstream from these
upstream
ones in the
right.
City.
Right, so downstream of Rusins, but in Empowerment area, is that what you're talking about?
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, so you just measured up, you know,
right.
from those boat launches up
right.
3 to 4 miles, then you'd see however that might work there. And then you'd have to look at topography and and access and some other things.
Right. I thought, if I understood Scott correctly, and where Liberty University owns land upstream, so that might just be kind of answering that question of yours, because if they own it far enough up, you know, upstream.
Do they own up to Harrison?
This is Ruzin's, and here we are. So someplace up here is what you're saying you could put up here, so you could do a flow trip, down here around the dam.
Okay. And Wayne, are you saying at that point
that's actually a good
from upstream?
Yeah, it's not 4 miles up, but
off the water at the dam.
You could do it at any point. You could put in a nice little, so if you had a family. Where you don't want to navigate strong currents, it's more like a lake environment from up there down to, say, the dam itself. And you can pull out there as one option. And if we have a portage or some kind of penetration, you could go further, downstream. Mm-hmm. Now, Larry, are you familiar? Do you have a portage around Ruzin's?
Yeah.
No, not yet. Really?
Not yet.
Ruzin's does have a nice little gravel road that goes all the way to the river, though, right below in the tailwater. That would be a great access point too.
Okay. Well, these are
where we're at this morning on the old grist mill side. Mm-hmm. Can the people just go down there and fish? Are they allowed to? Who owns that?
They do.
They fish. and if you notice that green tube that was there, I'm sure that before it broke off was used for swinging out into the river and jumping down. Not that I condone such things, but
there were no trespassing signs there. Okay. But the public still does. Seemed like pretty good
spot. All the time.
Yeah, and the thought would be we would formalize this, but as Lynn said, you've got to do it safely, all right? So how do you think it through? That's not my area of expertise, but I know there are people that do that sort of stuff for a living that we could bring in, and probably that's not a big cost item. We did the portage around Big Island a decade or so ago, and that didn't take a whole lot of money to put that portage around there. I don't know, have you used that portage at all?
I had floated up to it, but I was in a boat that I wasn't able to board with. But
okay.
Yeah, I know what you're talking about.
Yeah.
So the other thing, and I don't know how this would relate to the safety issue, but I always wonder about I haven't heard a discussion about siltation behind the dam. Is that much of a concern? If you were to remove it, would it increase the hydrology or not? I mean, I don't know. And if you breach the dam, for this potential thing, what does that mean for that kind of issue?
Yeah. Well, when I get to the very last slide, we talk about the decommissioning option. That obviously would be something that you would look at. Typically, this is dam number 7 in the system, there's probably not a lot of silt coming down and staying. It's probably flushing through at high flows. You saw today's flow was about 10,000 CFS, and it wasn't that turbid. Now the stream coming in on the south side, that did have some turbidity, and I'm sure you're getting some siltation with that. But I don't know what the bathymetry looks like. You may be at some kind of equilibrium now on that, I would imagine, after 140 years.
It's been there quite a while. So
yeah.
If you were to walk out on a low flow, you could step behind the dam and be in about shin deep water, and it's rock and rubble that had washed up to the lip.
Yeah, it's pretty typical.
And so most of the sediment gets flushed.
Behind the dam, you're saying?
Yeah, behind the dam. Upstream of the dam. It's first like a small ramp going up to the lip of the dam.
Rock.
Stuff goes up.
Yeah. Okay, any other, these are good points as you're all making. Any other recreation issues that you can all think
the only
of?
Thing I would other suggest, which is going to support, I think, whatever DHR says, would be some interpretation.
Okay.
Is to provide that at the mill site and wherever else there is, but also any kind of, this might be a great opportunity for this to be part of the James River Trail.
Mm-hmm.
And provide some interpretation from that system process. And then any natural heritage interpretation,
mm-hmm.
I think, would be appropriate.
Okay.
So I'm routinely updated. to the FERC databases, to all the dams that are permitted, and I get the recreational reports, and they're generally blank, except for Appalachian Power, I will say, most of them have nothing there.